The Freedom Field certainly has the gosh factor as you walk down into it, as I did with Peter Marshall.
We call this area the Freedom Run. As you can see, there's kind of an area for dogs. There's also a watering station here.
I better just describe it. It's almost like a sports arena, a small sports arena. It's got the paving around the outside, and it's all grass, a circular grass area in the middle. Can I ask you what this was before?
This was just an area of scrubland, really. About 2 years ago, we decided to create this out of that area. It wasn't really
so why,
put to you.
Why was that decision
taken?
Well,
the reason is, well, I think over the last year, we've all learned how important outdoor space is. And so this, the garden, the Freedom Field, is supposed to be a sensory garden for people who are blind or visually impaired. And in addition to that, to provide a space for other vulnerable people in the community, we're giving access to Hayward Court, to their residents, and also the school can use it for some of their...
Because having flowers around it as well, not only can you scent the flowers, you can hear the bees buzzing.
The bees.
It's an audio garden.
And we've got the, I don't know if you saw on the way in, but there's some tactile artworks for blind and visually impaired people to feel.
Yeah.
We're going to have more of those made.
One of the key players in its design and operation is Ian Cool.
We're very fortunate. I think of all the things that I've seen at Manx Blind Welfare, this has to be the best of the lot. An opportunity not only to provide a service for blind and visually impaired people, but the wider community.
I think it's got the gracious factor. You walk in, you think, gracious.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is brilliant.
Somebody just said to me, it's a bit like a hidden gem in the middle of Onchan.
Samin, originally from Iran, came to the island 7 years ago.
Since 25 years ago, I lost my sight. You know, since then, I am doing this, visualizing in my mind, and then I can imagine things. When I go to the glen with my friends sometimes, they describe everything for me, and then I can visualize it, and I can enjoy that beauty. Yeah.